The overall attenuation between the transmit antenna and the receive antenna can roughly be calculated by the model of free space loss. And we have seen that the attenuation is proportional to distance to the power of minus 2. But a disadvantage of that model is that it does not take into account the effect of an Earth's surface. And particularly in mobile communication with relatively low antenna heights, it's quite important to take that reflecting Earth's surface into account. So a better model is that of ground wave loss or plain Earth loss. It assumes that there is a transmit antenna at a certain height above the Earth's surface, and a receive antenna, which also is at a certain height above the Earth's surface, and that the waves interact with the surface of the Earth. Norton did quite lengthy calculations of that case of propagation, and he found a quite complicated expression where there are many terms in it. Basically, the received signal power is proportional to what you would get with free space, but there are many corrections with it. Interestingly enough, Bullington gave an interpretation to that model, and he came to the conclusion that you can write the received signal field strength at the receiver as follows. It's field strength in the case for free space loss multiplied by 1 plus R sub C e to the j delta plus 1 minus R sub C, and then a whole bunch of expressions. And we can interpret the first term as just free space propagation, propagating directly from the transmit antenna to the receive antenna. The second term we can interpret as a wave reflected against the Earth's surface, where R sub C is the reflection coefficient and e to the power j delta is a type of phase correction, where delta is a phase difference between the ground reflected wave and the direct line of sight free space term. And all the other terms have to do with surface waves where currents flow through the surface of the Earth. And particularly that third term could be quite important for long wave or medium wave broadcast propagation, but it's not very important, not very significant for mobile communication in, let's say, the UHF bands and the typical propagation distances and antenna heights that we're talking about. So interestingly, we just get two terms in that expression. Received field strength is equal to field strength that would occur in free space multiplied by 1, that's the line of sight component, plus R sub C e to the j delta, and that's the ground reflected wave. So we just have the sum of two or potentially three terms that determine the plain Earth loss model.